Have you ever noticed how the same patterns keep showing up in your relationships? The same arguments, the same disappointments, the same feeling that something's just not clicking? What if the problem isn't finding the right person, but becoming the right person? Love functions as the most powerful force in human existence, yet we chase it externally while ignoring the only place it truly originates, within ourselves. Our relationships inevitably mirror the love we have for ourselves, either amplifying abundance or reflecting lack. This isn't just poetic wisdom, it's psychological reality. From birth, we develop attachment styles based on how caregivers respond to our emotional needs, creating unconscious patterns that repeat throughout our adult lives. Without deep self-knowledge, we lose ourselves over time, accumulating false ideas and adopting others' thought patterns. Many struggle to receive love due to unworthiness or find giving love difficult because of vulnerability fears. The challenge intensifies because relationships are like train journeys with no predetermined destination. Two people experiencing life's landscapes together through dark tunnels and brilliant sunlight, neither fully knowing their own direction. We become emotional hoarders, clinging to painful memories that actively shape how we interpret every new experience. Attachment theory identifies four styles governing relationships: secure, easily loving and trusting, anxious, insecure and worrying, dismissive avoidant, struggling with intimacy, and fearful avoidant, craving affection while avoiding relationships. Understanding these patterns reveals the invisible scripts running our romantic lives. Heartbreak requires active healing. Without addressing wounds with compassion, pain sinks deeper, coloring future interactions through the lens of past rejections. When painful emotions surface, do we acknowledge or suppress them? The heart's capacity for love remains limitless, though heartbreak obscures this truth. Grief serves an evolutionary purpose, propelling us toward deeper bonds. The key lies in reframing our narrative, recognizing that feeling pain is natural, love is never wasted, and happiness will eventually replace suffering. The heart serves as both literal and metaphorical life source. When it stops beating, physical life ends. When it hardens emotionally, love struggles to flow. Moving from headspace to heart space allows us to access a quieter inner voice where thoughts and emotions align with our true self. Love exists in three spheres: as pure universal energy, as our personal experience shaped by habits and perceptions, and as practice actions that nurture love's nature. You can't fix a broken heart without healing previous wounds. Rebound relationships exemplify this, jumping into new connections without processing past emotions. Creating heart space requires avoiding destructive patterns, silent treatment, bringing up past mistakes, shouting, stonewalling, sarcasm, or disrespect. Despite how it feels, arguments can be positive when they show both people still care. Your capacity to love becomes boundless once you identify what truly matters. Values like sincerity, honesty, compassion, trust, and respect. Often we sabotage ourselves by unconsciously rejecting what we most desire, craving stability yet creating chaos through volatile behavior. When we fall in love, we experience an irresistible pull toward another person, similar to gravitational force, where proximity intensifies attraction. Our appearance, values, and lifestyle create this pull, while our energy attracts similar vibrations. Connection must be mutual. When one person pulls away, the force diminishes. Attraction manifests in multiple forms: sexual, through pheromones; physical, non-sexual touch; romantic, relationship desire; emotional, deeper connection; aesthetic, appreciating style; intellectual, stimulating conversation; and spiritual, immediate alignment transcending typical preferences. We often validate our existence through others' attention, questioning our worth when met with silence. Those who truly love themselves recognize their value regardless of others' behavior. Relationships operate through predictable dynamics: compete versus control, both trying to win arguments; active versus passive, one decides, one follows; aggressive versus accommodating, power imbalance, often abusive, and disconnected, roommates, not partners. The healthy, accepting, and balanced dynamic features teamwork, mutual support, and investment in each other's goals. Like stars in the universe, we move independently, yet are drawn to connect. The healthiest relationship resembles a binary system, emotionally involved and intimately connected while retaining independence. We experience oneness while honoring unique personalities. Just as stars follow natural laws, relationships need rules to stay grounded and prevent losing ourselves. Early romance overflows with intense energy, gifts, sweet texts, massages, undivided attention. This heightened activity often fades into domestic intimacy, where partners may ignore each other's needs. Relationships need ongoing effort, not necessarily expensive gifts, but simple gestures showing care. Disagreements are inevitable and healthy when they challenge perspectives and promote growth. Practice de-escalation. Stop when arguments heat up, listen with your heart, create safe spaces for expression without judgment, and keep an open mind. Intimacy exists in multiple layers: physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. When truly intimate, you share your authentic self without masks in a non-judgmental safe space. Deep relationships require difficult conversations that help partners truly know each other beyond surface-level interactions. Relationships can become breeding grounds for pain when unhealthy patterns persist. Despite our best intentions, we often showcase our worst behaviors in intimate relationships, making hurtful comments, being short-tempered, or dismissing our partner's feelings. These demons emerge when love becomes addiction. Entering a relationship means exposing our true selves, which is unfamiliar territory since we're accustomed to operating independently. The transition from "I'll do what I want" to "I need to consider my partner's wants" requires leaving ego behind. Our generation's throwaway culture of instant gratification, reinforced by social media's swipe and replace mentality, creates an escape route mindset that makes walking away easier than resolving issues. Many try prolonging relationships through harmful strategies, discounting alternatives, idealizing partners and setting them up for failure, or ignoring bad behavior by making excuses. When conflicts escalate, step back and see the bigger picture. Most dysfunctional dynamics revolve around power struggles, lack of emotional connection, or feeling undervalued. Our immediate reactions to relationship triggers are merely secondary emotions masking deeper primary feelings that often connect to childhood wounds. Love is a vibrational frequency emanating from our cells, creating bliss and belonging beyond logic. Everything vibrates at various frequencies, and when entities come close, they naturally synchronize. Our bodies generate electromagnetic energy waves through molecular vibrations, responding to emotions and thoughts. Higher vibrations create lightness and happiness, lower ones produce heaviness and sadness. Healthy relationships raise your heart vibrations, while unhealthy ones pull you down through arguments and low energy emotions. Many mistakenly believe love exists externally, in another person or thing, leading to disappointment. In reality, love comes from within and has no limits. Instead of hurling complaints at your partner, consciously shifting to lead with love creates a ripple effect, lightening anticipation, easing resentment, enabling calm conversation. Love extends beyond romantic relationships into everything we think, do, and feel. Beginning with self-love and expanding outward, love isn't about what we receive, but what we give. In a world commodifying connection, choosing to love deeply, vulnerably, and unconditionally is radical. Your heart isn't broken, it's breaking open, making space for love that begins with you and radiates outward.